In the aftermath of the war to oust Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, Syria and Iran have come firmly under the Bush administration's spotlight. Some senior government officials in Washington have even suggested now that regime change has been accomplished in Baghdad, it should also be attempted in Damascus and Tehran. As the spotlight shifts to locales beyond Iraq, Americans may be surprised by some of the recent changes in Syria made by young President Bashar al-Assad. Simon Marks has more.
It was the biggest crowd that we came across during our 2 weeks in Syria. A group of young people was standing patiently in line in the center of Damascus. They were not, as some other young Syrians had done just a few weeks previously, volunteering to defend Saddam Hussein or take on America's GIs. They were waiting outside a glass-enclosed cafe, waiting for the doors to open so that they could stream inside and then bump and jostle and race each other in a bid to get to dozens of computer terminals, all hooked up to the internet.
You think it's making a big difference to the country?
Well, I think so.
Student Yara Bada was among those eager to get online. The World Wide Web only arrived in Syria 2 years ago. And at this annual trade show held in Damascus, many young Syrians say they now spend up to 6 hours a day online.
I don't remember when that event started, but I remember that it was like a surprise. I was really happy because of that. I've known that there was something that is named internet and the mail and everything, but I wasn't sure that that event will happen here. So I was really happy.
The trade show, like the internet itself, was brought to Syria by the country's president, Bashar al-Assad. And when the president himself paid the trade show a visit, an event previously unannounced that surprised even many of the exhibitors, a large crowd of enthusiastic young supporters cheered him on his way. At 37, Bashar al-Assad wants to be seen as the new face of Syria. The son of the late Syrian strongman Hafez al-Assad, who ruled here for 30 years until his death in the year 2000, Bashar al-Assad moved quickly to embrace new technology that had previously been barred from the country. He is an enthusiastic proponent of modernization, even while Syria remains a tightly controlled, virtual one-party state that the US accuses of sponsoring terrorist organizations, including Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad.
Today we have one ISP in Syria.
Businessman Hussein Khatan has met President Assad. He's working on plans to install broadband access to the internet throughout Syria, a project that is said to be on track for completion by the end of next year. He says the president is taking a keen interest in the project.
It's a new government. It's since the needs of the public and the rest, and being open and communicating with the rest of the world. I think the president has seen this one a long time ago, and it takes some time to implement things. And right now, it is the right time.
The arrival of the internet and its eventual expansion throughout the country is putting the rest of the world just one mouse click away from Syria. And while that could affect the outlook of young Syrians, some in Damascus say it won't necessarily make the next generation any less loyal to a national government which has irked successive US administrations for years. Mahdi Dakhlala is the editor-in-chief of the daily newspaper, operated by Syria's governing Ba'ath Party. He argues that the country is already relatively open to outside influences and that Western ideas face stiff competition from many Arab viewpoints.
Since 1970, Syrians can buy any newspaper. The Washington Post, Time, The Guardian, Le Monde and all French newspapers can be found in bookstores here. What people in the West forget is that Syrians speak Arabic, and there are 23 other countries who speak Arabic. There is a minimum of 300 satellite stations that Syrians can watch on their televisions, different ideas and opinions. We hope that the West will see Syria outside this frame of stereotyping.
In other words, those young Syrians riding the online wave, reading the latest news from around the world, following European sports scores and the latest showbiz gossip from Hollywood, won't necessarily emerge as pro-Western in their political outlook. At least, that's what the government of Syria is banking upon, as it gradually opens up to a globalised world, but tries simultaneously to retain tight political control. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Damascus, Syria.